and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. Today our guest is Gary McDonald, who holds both a bachelor's degree in business administration and marketing and finance, as well as a master's of counseling from the University of Colorado Springs. He is a licensed professional counselor in Colorado, and he is well-versed in spiritual matter because he has trained in past life regression and has worked with Celtic, Native American, and Peruvian shamans. A businessman and entrepreneur, McDonald has dedicated his life to humanitarian work both nationally and internationally. His study of the religions such as Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Theosophy, and Kabbalah greatly assisted him in his work, so that more particular than any other author. It was only through studying the Bible, the Bhagavad Gita, the Kabbalah, and Yoga Sutras, Theosophy, Buddhism, and Hinduism, that Gary discovered that it is purely linguistics that holds or separates, perhaps, mankind's religions and philosophies. This is Maureen St. Germain, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week, this time on Fridays. Today, I'm interviewing Gary with some of the many questions he has from his book called All You Need to Know to Get to Heaven. Is that right, Gary?
Yes, Everything You Need to Know to Get to Heaven.
Everything You Need to Know to Get to Heaven.
Yeah, and the website is everythingheaven.com.
As an international transformational teacher and author and intuitive, I work with individuals and groups providing insightful information from your guides regarding my connection to the Akashic Records. I wrote the manifestation book, You're the Genie in the Bottle, and I've taught that progressive meditation for many, many years. I've also taught the Flower of Life workshop, and I'm known as the premier teacher of the Merkaba meditation. And I also wrote the book, Beyond the Flower of Life. My company, Transformational Enterprises, has developed the emotional healing aromatherapy product line called Aromandalas. I write for Daniel Brinkley's magazine, Kinetics, and each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we bring in a guest who will inspire you with phenomenal information. So look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, and giving you ideas to inspire and grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Gary, it's just a delight to have you. I'm so happy that we have someone who has really addressed like all the major issues of life in one great book. I'm just so excited about having you on board. So thank you for being with us today. I know it was a bit of a runaround to get you here, and I'm so grateful that you were here.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
So to jump right in, one of the biggest things that stands out is you believe that there's only 144,000 souls in the universe. How did you arrive at that?
Well, in studying the Bible, it talks about the 12 tribes of Israel being the chosen people, and that they receive the mark of God, and those are the people that the Bible suggests will go to heaven, and the rest of us will go through some type of Armageddon or Revelation, and somehow, basically, there are 12,000 tribes, and there's 12,000 people in each of those tribes, so it's 144,000 people. So, you know, if you believe in reincarnation, then if you look towards the Bible and you understand that the Bible is saying 144,000 people go to heaven and reincarnation is a reality, then you have to look to the number of souls that are actually being reincarnated. So it's really the 144,000 people that are being reincarnated. Now, if you don't believe in reincarnation, then the 144,000 tribe members, it doesn't make sense because there are more than 144,000 tribe members plus their offspring. So whether you look at reincarnation as a reality or not a reality, then it just doesn't make sense. So if God's chosen people are limited to 144,000, then you have to look at mathematics and in quantum physics and thermodynamics. It really basically says that this universe is based on mathematics. Now, one morning between sleep and awakeness, I was in that middle realm, that zone where you're not dreaming and you're not awake, and my third eye had opened. And I basically was enlightened for a nanosecond, and I, during that period of time, saw the universal matrix, the grid, and there was a download of information that came in through my third eye, and a number of things came to the surface, that this universe is based on mathematics, so it was in line with what I was studying with quantum physics. So it really doesn't make sense if you look at the Bible saying there's 12,000 people in each tribe. I mean, that's ridiculous. What happens if one dies? What happens if they go over that number? So it really comes down to 144,000 people, or rather souls, living parallel lives. Now, if you take the 6.5 billion people that live on this earth and you divide it by 144,000, you come up with about 45,000. And 45,000 is the number of parallel lives that we're living. So rather than being called a soul family, it's really one soul living parallel lives. And I was driving one day, and I was driving to work, and all of a sudden I was on the expressway doing about 65 miles an hour. And all of a sudden I started remote viewing. It's one of the few times I've ever experienced remote viewing. And I was up in the sky looking down at this couple that was walking towards the ocean, and somehow I knew it was in Greece, and somehow I knew that this man was dying. Now, that it happened in a flash, thank goodness, because I was driving a car, but I realized that I was that person. Now, that didn't make any sense to me, so they realized that parallel lives are a reality. Now, if you look at the Oversoul, and maybe not everyone's familiar with the Oversoul is the one ocean of consciousness and form, which is one soul, and that we're all part of that one soul. Now, if you believe in the Oversoul, why is it that much more of a stretch to believe that we are many souls and that soul is based on mathematics? So it really is one soul that is separated. You can look at the Oversoul as an ocean of consciousness, which you can think of that as an ocean, and each wave is a soul as an individual part of that ocean of consciousness. So tying this all together, along with the universal matrix and the download, I came up with that there's 144,000 souls in this universe, and that is part of how I decoded the Bible. Now, you don't need to believe that. It's a theory, but I personally believe it, because I believe that if we're really one soul, why can't we be 144,000 beings living parallel lives? I mean, aren't we multidimensional to begin with? Sorry about the long explanation.
It's interesting that you arrived at this in this curious way. You know, there are many people out there that are taking people to this point. You are not the only teacher with that concept. And certainly I have been teaching people that there's more than one version of themselves out there, and that you could actually identify who the other versions of you are as you encounter them. And I've been given information that's similar to yours, but not quite the same. But it is very curious, and I will say that one of the teachings that I am familiar with is the fact that the Ascended Master Sana Kumara came to Earth with 144,000 souls of light who were to help mankind at that time. Do you have any information that relates those two numbers?
No, not necessarily, but what it comes down to in a lot of ways is stories, because stories or information that's given to us is sometimes in a parable form, and that's what I looked at the Bible. I said, this is parables, but the truth is behind the parable. And I found that when I talked to different people about this, and really different aspects of the Bible and different religions, that we're really looking at the same diamond, and that diamond is basically universal consciousness, but we're looking at one particular aspect, and we're also looking at it in our own particular framework. So you might be receiving this information in one particular way, and I receive it in another way, and somebody else is receiving it another way, and that's what really we're saying the same thing. And that's one of the problems with religion, is we're saying, this is my God. My God is on my side, and it, my God is stronger than your God, kind of thing, which is absolutely ridiculous, because there is only one God, and when you strip away the dogma, what you're really talking about is, Christianity would say God the Father. Well, God the Father, basically, if you take away the dogma, is pure consciousness. So pure consciousness is really the reality behind the form, and the form is really an illusion. I mean, it's real, but it's also an illusion because it's not our truest state of being. So it really just comes down to which aspect of this dime or which facet of the dime that you're talking about, and that's where we get into these wars and disagreements and arguments about who's right and who's wrong, and really what we need to be doing is focusing on how we can survive this world together and serve humanity.
Well, in your book, you talk about your out-of-body experience, and when we come back from our break, Gary will be telling us about that experience and more that he has learned in that process. I want to remind you that you are listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Maureen, and I am so glad you're with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hi, and welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Before we begin again with Gary McDonald, author of Everything You Need to Know to Get to Heaven, and his website is everythingheaven.com, everythingheaven.com. We're going to tell you and remind you that you can get a personal Akashic Record reading on my website, and that is very helpful if you are going through any kind of a process where you need some assistance or guidance from your own guides who step in and tell you about your life from another vantage point. And you can also acquire any of the tools that we have for learning your way through this clever maze of things we call life. We have specials right now. We also have free downloads. Right now we have a triple mantra download and clearing fear, a very important meditation to do now since fear seems to cloud people's intuition and interferes with your ability to discern. So clearing these emotional wounds will help you restore your cosmic vision and ease your every step into being your best self. My website is www.MaureenSaintGermain.com, MaureenSaintGermain.com, and you can reach us at 212-304-2123. Our guest today is Gary McDonald, who is speaking to us about EverythingHeaven.com, his website, and his new book. And Gary has so many areas of knowledge here. It's mind-boggling, but we promised that we talk about his out-of-body experience, and I hope to also hear more about his missing link theory that he talks about with Darwin's scientific philosophy and how he relates it to what he has learned from a spiritual vantage point. So tell us about your out-of-body experience.
Okay. Well, the information in the book came from a number of sources. It came from study. It came from intense meditation. It came from dreams. And then, of course, I had the spiritual download where my third eye opened up and this information came pouring in. And that's where I came up with the theory of 144,000 souls. Now, and that happened between sleep and awakeness. Now, the same thing happened between, I had an out-of-body experience between sleep and awakeness. A lot of times I'll get visions and different things during that time. It's kind of that little void. Now, this particular out-of-body experience, and this is one of the few that I remember. I remember a number of them, but this one, my third eye opened up, and I left through my third eye. I could feel it as if I was going through a portal. And what happened is I went to this other dimension, and it was the sixth dimension, which is associated with the sixth heaven. There's actually seven heavens in this universe. There's 12 dimensions and seven heavens. I went to the sixth heaven. So when I was there, I was suspended in space, and I could tell there were entities behind me. And I didn't really care about the entities. I knew that they were loving beings, and I could feel them. But I was looking at the stars out in the distance, and what I said was actually kind of amazing. I said, "Oh, my God, there is no time here. Time has stopped." And then I was immediately back in my body. And what that did is it confirmed for me that the chakras are the spiritual portals to the other dimensions, which are our heavens. Now, the first heaven is the earth plane. And if you follow the chakras are related to the evolution of consciousness as well. And I know that we're going to be talking about Darwin. But if you track the chakras, the first chakra is about survival. Second chakra is about creativity. Third chakra is feelings. The fourth chakra, which is the heart chakra, is emotions. And that's where we are now in our evolutionary consciousness. We have to sufficiently master our emotions. We mastered our feelings in the previous dimension, and now soon we'll be going into the next dimension, which is associated with the fifth chakra, which is all about the concrete mind. And then, of course, the third eye chakra is about the abstract mind. So as we progress through evolution, we're progressing up the chakras. And when we die, then our spirit goes to the heaven that in which we vibrate with. So if we're a fifth-dimensional being, we go to the fifth heaven.
Interesting. Very interesting. Now, you have a hypothesis for Darwin's missing link theory.
Right. When I was decoding the Bible, one of the things I tried to do is I tried to merge science with New Age, with religion, and try to get a view of the whole picture. And there's six different sections in my book. One's raising consciousness, one's merging religions, one's redefining the Trinity, which is really interesting, merging science with God, merging New Age with God, and then entering the fifth dimension are the different six, are the six sections of the book. There are 40 chapters total. Now, when I was reviewing the Bible, when I was merging religion with God, I looked to the different holy scripts out there, including the Bible, and I was raised Christian, so that was my first book that I tried to decode. It at least the New Testament. And in the New Testament says, or rather in the Bible, it says God created man in his own image, which is Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 27. So I had to first think about that. Okay, how did God create us in his own image? Did he create us? Is God an ape and we look like an ape? Or if you believe in evolution, or was it Adam and Eve, which would make God a man? So none of that obviously is true. What's
so you
truly,
begin to realize that the Bible is a story.
Yeah, it's a metaphor. It's a parable. So, you know, God didn't create Adam and Eve. Adam actually in Hebrew means man. So what he did is he created man in his own image. And what really that means is that if God the Father is pure consciousness, what he created is the only begotten Son, which is not Jesus. The only begotten Son would then be consciousness in form. So if we were made in his mirror image, then it assumes that there's something visible. Well, what's visible is consciousness in form, and form implies energy. So if you believe in intelligent design or evolution, one, intelligent design says that there's an intelligence behind creation and evolution. Basically, we evolve from ape. And what I did is I merged those two. This theory, this particular hypothesis that I created is that, Earth evolved, and within the DNA of everything was the intelligence of God. So as it evolved and we became ape, now actually, when it comes to DNA, we're closer to a chimp than an ape. A human is actually closer to a chimp than a mouse is to a rat, so that's how close we are to a chimp. Now, there were some problems with Darwin's theory. There's a missing link, of course, and that means there's no fossil evidence. And also, there's a parent-child relationship. When the child is superior to the parent is eliminated. Well, ape wasn't eliminated when man came into being. So there's a couple problems with Darwin. But what happened, I believe, is that when a soul was able to enter ape, and I'm using ape loosely because it's a chimp, when this consciousness entered the ape form, it became man because it evolved immediately into a higher consciousness. And that's why ape still is around, because it was not eliminated. The parent was not eliminated because the child became a separate species immediately, because it was the soul entered the ape. So that's basically how I'm merging the two, intelligent design and evolutionary theory, by saying, yes, there's an intelligence behind there, but also, yes, there is, evolution is true, and how you merge that, and this is really the missing link, because you don't need the fossil evidence. The ape became man when consciousness of the soul entered the ape.
So what do you think mankind's biggest lesson is at this time?
To learn the lesson of love. I believe all the great prophets, Jesus I include as a great prophet. But if you look into history, Mithra, Zoroaster, Horus, Osiris, Buddha, Attis, and Krishna all lived the life of Jesus, and they were before Jesus. They supposedly had 12 apostles, a virgin birth. They died on the cross, raised the third day, called the Lamb, they performed miracles, they walked on water. So really, this is an ongoing story of creation. This is not just... Jesus was not the only one supposedly that did this. Our biggest lesson right now in the fourth dimension, and we are in the fourth dimension, is the space-time continuum. Height, width, depth, and time is the four dimensions, and we're going now into the fifth dimension. So if you look to the chakras and follow the chakras in the evolution of consciousness, the fourth chakra is about heart and emotions. And our lesson right now is to learn the lesson of love. And if we don't learn the lesson of love, now we may be facing an Armageddon. So everybody's talking about 2012. So if we do not learn the lesson of love, you know, we're going to be entering a dimension, and it's going to be very difficult for us because we're not vibrating at the level in which we need to vibrate.
And what about the fifth dimension? What's your definition of the fifth dimension?
Well, I'm not sure what the fifth dimension is going to look like, but my theory is that when you open up your heart chakra, we're going to become much more psychic. So I think the fifth dimension is going to be something that's going to be yet to be discovered, and it's going to be our psychic nature. I think that the veil between this side and the other side is getting thinner, so we're going to have more and more contact with the other side, so that may be the fifth dimension. we may realize also that time is not a reality. So there's a lot of things that could be occurring.
Excellent. Well, if you want to know more about Cary McDonald and his new book, please go to everythingheaven.com and get your hands on this fabulous book. Our guest today has been Cary McDonald, author, mystic, and sounds like poet. He will be available on his website, Everything Heaven. This is Maureen St. Germain. You are listening to Maureen St. Germain. And until we meet again, I am wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and everyone you meet.